Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system. It's 2.5 times bigger than all of the other planets combined, and it roughly has 64 moons that orbit around it. In mythology, Jupiter is known as King of the Gods. The Romans regarded Jupiter as Zeus, the royal star and the protector of law, virtues, and justice. Mythologically, Jupiter rules heaven and thunder and lightning. Jupiter is the patron of theologians, philosophers, teachers, crusaders, leaders, and thinkers. And Jupiter expands everything it touches. So each sign has a planet ruling it. And Jupiter is the modern-day ruler of Sagittarius and the traditional one of Pisces. Sagittarius is a centaur, half animal, half human. His body keeps him planted in the present, in the eternal now on the earth. He has telescopic vision and he shoots his arrows far and wide on the limitless possibilities of growth and exploration, as well as the infinite possibilities of consciousness and evolution. Astrologically, Jupiter is the planet of greater fortune. He is the greater benefic, associated with faith, luck, abundance, and expansion to all that is touched. Jupiter magnifies our perspective, broadens our outlook, helps us to see the bigger picture, helps us to broaden our consciousness. And Jupiter is the planet that unites us socially as well as spiritually with other people. So your Jupiter return is when Jupiter makes a conjunction to your natal Jupiter. This happens around every 12 years. So Jupiter spends about 1 year in each sign, taking 12 years, around about 12 years, to travel round the whole of the zodiac. So your natal Jupiter, the sign it's in, the house it's in, the aspects, and the transits will all reveal what is being amplified and expanded in your life when you go through your Jupiter return. So you can see where the growth is happening. You can see where you can maximize the blessings that come with Jupiter return. And you can also see what's happening and improving in your life. So when Jupiter returns to where it was when you were born, this happens every 12 years. And so this is approximately age 12, age 24, age 36, age 48, age 60, age 72, etc., etc. And as our Jupiter return, we have that opportunity to become more progressive, more confident. You know, Jupiter returns coincide with, feeling just that bit more confident, just that bit more motivated, and, having faith returned, or maybe feeling faith for the first time, and, feeling like you have a purpose, a vision, an aspiration. You know, it can really help to us to grow in those areas. So what Jupiter return does is it helps us to align to our potential, our truth, and our goals. But like with all of the transits, it's not a kind of a short-term transit, it's a process. It's a process. So round about your Jupiter return, this is the beginning of all of those things that are going to reach a fruition from happening from the years when your Jupiter return begins. And Jupiter rules over traveling, it rules over faith, education, religion, spirituality, philosophy, and belief systems. So all of these feature really prominently during a Jupiter return. You know, there's that quest going on, like, what is it all about? What's the meaning? What do I believe in? So it's a time to kind of encompass new ways of thinking, broadening your horizon. And when I talk about travel, this isn't just physical travel, though. Certainly Jupiter transits, especially the Jupiter return, frequently happen alongside some really important travel opportunities. But it's also mental travel. I mean, not everyone does physically travel. And, You know, Jupiter is as much to do with what's going on with your mind, you know, with the journey that you take mentally, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally on that growth level of consciousness. And, you know, what we choose to do during our Jupiter return is it's dependent on the transits, other transits happening at the time, our Jupiter placement, the house it's in, the sign it's in, the aspects that are forming with Jupiter. And whatever it is that we do, we're going to be on that search for deeper truth, for experience of oneness with the universe. And it's about believing in something greater. And we will be wanting to share our beliefs, share what we're learning with other people. And Jupiter rules over education, teaching, studying, and publishing. And, you know, at these key Jupiter returns, there's a strong educational element to it, you know, and teachers and mentors, they have a strong Jupiter or Sagittarius, Jupiter's ruling planet in their charts. You know, you find this amongst professors and teachers and authors. There's a strong Sagittarian or Jupiter emphasis, or at least there are strong transits happening with Jupiter when they're publishing their book or when they're writing their book. So Jupiter is that planet of faith and growth. It's our quest, our inspiration. It's where we can grow and be confident, expand our horizons and grow into a new direction. And Jupiter sparks our desire for broader perspectives, wider connections, questing for deeper meaning. And, you know, within this quest for deeper meaning, we're opened up to expansions, adventures, and experiences that grow our perspective. And these are times to grab opportunities for self-improvement on an inner level, on an outer level. It's also, you know, these are times when we can move beyond our normal comfort zone, you know, when we can really leap out of that and go beyond what, you know, where we've been maybe in a bit of a rut, or, you know, where we haven't been growing and expanding. And, you know, naturally, you can imagine people really look forward to Jupiter transits, you know, expecting a really easy time where they can just, you know, lie back and just let it all manifest in their lives, you know, all of these improvements, all of these expansions, these opportunities, this luck, this chances, the chances to grow, and, you know, maybe even for some, a sudden windfall or inheritance. And of course, all of these things, you know, can and do happen around Jupiter returns. But, you know, if this all sounds far too good to be true, it's important to be mindful of the other side of Jupiter transits, you know, and this is a sort of less conscious experience, because things are never just one dimensional. There's all sorts of kind of levels to what we're experiencing, and lessons, you know. With the transits come important lessons for our evolution and development. And, you know, the pitfalls when this giant planet returns at our Jupiter return is, you know, it's excessiveness. It's being over the top. It's not knowing when to stop. You know, it's being really indulgent, kind of greedy, actually, pushing our luck, biting off more than we can chew, having a bit of a kind of inflated ego. I mean, dogma, arrogance, and Jupiter can go together. That's the less conscious expression of Jupiter, feeling like, you know, we know it all. And it can be all a lot of hot air, like a balloon floating around in the sky. And there's an arrogance that can go with it. A gambling aspect, building castles in the sand which don't come to anything. And being just pretty dogmatic about things as well. And of course, missing opportunities. You know, if you're not kind of ready for the opportunities, you can miss them. Sometimes it's tempting fate, pushing our luck, taking on far too much that we don't, that we don't end up finishing. So these are all the things to be mindful of. Although, you know, I have to say, out of all of the planetary transits, even the harder aspects of the Jupiter transits, like the Jupiter squares or the Jupiter oppositions, can be, you know, quite flowing and quite easy, you know, compared to some of the other more challenging transits that we may be experiencing. So Jupiter does boost confidence levels. There's no doubt about it, you know. It's also, it can be good for health, you know, as long as we're not sort of overindulging, because Jupiter rules the liver. So it can be, you know, too many rich food and drink can obviously affect the liver. But you know, as long as we're kind of being healthy, it can be a good time for mental and physical well-being, as you know, really our thoughts create our reality, don't they, to a big extent. So positive thinking which accompanies the Jupiter return can make us feel like we're really, really lucky, like opportunities are just falling onto our laps without us actually doing anything, when in fact we are creating our own luck by our positive thinking. So Jupiter transits are a really, really important time to mentally rehearse your future. Jupiter is all about your future goals, you know, what you're creating ahead of the horizon. So this is a great time to mentally rehearse your future, maybe just before your Jupiter return. It's a really good time to, you know, maybe get a vision board or write it out and really think about what you want to manifest in your future. And to be passionate about it. Jupiterian people seem really lucky and optimistic. You know, they have a knack of just attracting all of these positive things into their life. But this really is a combination of vision, a combination of passion, faith, and the ability to envisage exactly how you want it to be. You know, thinking about your glass as being half full rather than empty. So all of this is an important mindset to take on, you know, anyway in life, but especially when you're having these important Jupiter returns, because then you can really maximize the benefits and the success and the blessings far, far better when you're feeling more positive and you're looking at things in a more positive way, you know, to be able to take more from this time. And so your Jupiter return, it's about getting out into the world. You know, you're out into the world again. It's a wanderlust time. You have itchy feet. You want some kind of adventure. You want to learn more. And, you know, the peak of your Jupiter return, although it's the exact conjunction, you will feel your Jupiter return as soon as Jupiter enters the sign of your natal Jupiter, on the way to perfecting your Jupiter return. And you will start to feel that sense of, you know, needing to aim higher and fulfill something, whether it's travel or education or different goals that you have in your life, on a philosophical level, to branch out in some way, you know, in small ways, in big ways. It could be a spiritual time for you, when you know you have that new set of beliefs and you know your purpose and meaning is lighting up your path. And so Jupiter also rules over things like pilgrimages as well as religion and philosophy. It shows how you can take chances and risks and expand on new horizons, invite experiences into your life, and reach success on an inner and outer level. So that very first Jupiter return that you go through, it's at the age of 12, and it's that threshold between being a child, being a teenager. And this is often when you're starting to ponder the meaning of life. You know, who am I? What's life about? And interestingly, quite a lot of astrologers do you find that they begin to discover astrology in some way during their Jupiter return? It's quite common, or the Saturn return as well. That's another one. For me, actually, my Jupiter return did actually coincide with learning about astrology. I don't think I even knew what astrology was before that time. But I was given an amazing sun sign book, and you know, the rest was history, really. I mean, I was so fascinated by it that I ended up buying this basic astrology kit that enabled me to read the sun, moon and rising sign of each person's chart I was doing, was looking at. So for me, yeah, it was the beginning of that time in my life. And my second Jupiter return at 24 did coincide with the first time I'd ever gone travelling. I went travelling alone, and it really was amazing and happy and very growth orientated, you know, learning about life and different cultures. So Jupiter returns, they do bring those expansions in career, in vision. You know, sometimes for some people it can be money. They can also expand the waistline too. Jupiter coincides with good times, drinking a lot, eating a lot, the good life, celebrating in jovial style, being just a little bit more extravagant than usual. And Jupiter return coincide with times when, you know, you may well meet an influencer, a guru, a mentor, a wise person, shaman or guru, someone who, you know, helps you in life, helps you to really find the faith and meaning that you've been looking for. And yeah, they are the beginning of a new 12-year growth phase where we are taking more from life, but we're also able to give more back. You know, our vision becomes telescopic, and you know, the things that we start around our Jupiter return, you know, the ways in which we branch out can carry on for many, many years to come, where we can move beyond those normal limitations of our usual goalposts.